Hello, welcome to Poetry Boo number 8. It's been ages since Poetry Boo number 7, it seems. I won't bore you with the reasons why. This week I'm going to read a poem by somebody else, in fact, by a good friend of mine, Brian Wilkins, in honour of the fact that Brian has just completed his MFA at the University of New Hampshire in poetry, and he and his lovely wife Laurie are moving to Illinois today to begin the first phase of their post undergraduate or postgraduate career. I was talking to Brian yesterday as we were loading up his van, and he was telling me excitedly about his new iPhone Poetry Magazine app, which should be out sometime in the fall. I'll keep you posted about that. And it put me in mind to read one of my favourite poems by him, which it's tremendous when he reads this live, but you'll just have to settle, I'm afraid, for me. So this is a poem that Brian reads about his time as a student, and it's called From Mrs. Shelton in the Sixth Grade. And it's a little bit dirty. For Mrs. Shelton, sixth grade, with apologies to Huxley, Graves, Golding, Faulkner, Hammett, Waugh, Baldwin, Nabokov, Fitzgerald, Conrad, Tarkington, Stegner, Forster, James, Kerouac, Miller, and Kaler. I've always wanted to fuck a librarian, there in the stacks, in a sea of leatherbacks. To nibble her brave new world. I, Claudius, Lord of the Flies, claw, claw, clawing at her sound and fury. I'd kiss her Maltese falcon, soft as a handful of dust. Go tell it on the mountain again and again until everything was pale fire. Maybe we'd pull off a great Gatsby. I've never done that in public before. Or I could watch as she unpinned her Nostromo and revealed those magnificent Ambersons which I had dreamt about for years, shining, distant, a light in August, on the road to an angle of repose. That aisle between the books would be our passage to India, our golden bowl, our bride's head revisited, our Tropic of Cancer. I have always wanted to fuck a librarian. There in the stacks, in a wild grove of leatherbacks, and after, to whisper in her ear, decline and fall, death comes for the Archbishop.